بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected brothers and elders in Islam, South Africa is made up of 86% Christians and 2% Muslims. And as a minority, as a Muslim minority, it becomes essential and critical for us to understand one of the most significant days in the Christian calendar, and that is the Good Friday, which is followed by the Easter. What does this mean, apart from the fact that it's a long weekend, and apart from the fact that it's a holiday? What does this mean for the Christian world? And how do we as Muslims look at one of the most critical, most important days in the Christian calendar? So according to Christian dogma, according to Christian belief, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam was crucified on the Good Friday, on this day. And after he was crucified, he came back and he was given life again on the Easter Sunday. So this, the Good Friday and the Easter Sunday, represents the cardinal belief of the Christian world. Why was he crucified? According to their beliefs, it was the Creator's redemption of a cursed humanity. The Creator's redemption of a cursed humanity. What does this mean? We have to go back to the origin, that is what they call the fall of mankind. The fall of mankind from paradise to earth was an account of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wassalam and Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha eating from the forbidden tree. This, they believe, was the fall of mankind. An account of the original sin, which they call the sin of Adam and Hawa, alayhimus salatu wassalam, mankind is cursed, or mankind was cursed. And Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam came into this world, gave up his life on the cross to redeem, to pay for the sins of mankind, to pay and absolve humanity or those that believe in him from the original sin. And that is why, so the first part is on Good Friday, the fact that they believe that Nabi Isa alayhi salam was crucified. The second part is him coming back in the form of God, who came in the flesh of a human being. But he came as God. And that is why during the Easter, you see the Easter egg and the Easter bunny. The Easter egg is symbolic of a renewed life. There was no life and he came back. And the Easter bunny is symbolic of fertility, the beginning of a new process. And these two, the Easter egg and the Easter bunny, are closely associated with the reappearance of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam after his, na'udhu billah, his crucifixion. Now, we know, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam is one of the most controversial. His personality is shrouded in controversy, both his beginning and his end. From an Islamic perspective, we believe before the birth of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah manifested his creation in three different ways. His power to create a human being was manifested in three different ways. The first was the creation of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam without the presence of a male and or the female. So Adam alayhi salatu wassalam was created. There was no male before him, there was no female before him. His creation represented the first possibility, where Allah manifested his power of creation in the absence of a male and a female. The second manifestation of Allah's power was the creation of Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hawa radiallahu anha was created without the presence of a female. There's no woman who bore Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha. That manifested the second possibility in terms of creation. The third form of creation was through the presence of the male and female. But that left one possibility out. What about the creation of a human being in the absence of a female? And the absence of a male. So you had Adam alayhi salam in the absence of the male and female. You have Hawa radiallahu anha in the absence of a female. And the rest of creation is through the presence of a male and female. And Allah manifested the fourth possibility through the creation of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, where there was no male intervention in the creation of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. So firstly, the creation of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam was the manifestation of the qudra, the might and the power of Allah, where there was no male, where a female was not impregnated, where Allah through his power made Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha conceive. And Allah speaks of this. Once she conceived, obviously, how does she explain this whole thing to everyone around her? So she goes away in seclusion. And she spends her days in absolute seclusion. Once she gives birth, the Quran says, فَأَتَدْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُهُ. She comes with a suckling child to her people. And people react in shock. And they say that, Ya Maryam, that, O Maryam, لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا. You have produce something very, very strange. How do you justify this child that you come to here with, given the fact that you're not married? Ya Ukhta Harun, old sister of Harun. That was a way of referring to Maryam radiallahu anha. Because Harun alayhi salatu wasalam was known for his piety. Maryam was known for her piety. And there was this constant comparison between the two. So they lived in different eras. People responded by talking about her piety and said, Ya Ukhta Harun, that old sister of Harun, Ma kana abuki imra'asu, your father was not a man, an evil individual. Wa ma kanat ummuki baghiya, neither was your mother a woman of loose morals. How did this happen to you? How can you justify coming with a child given the fact that you are not married? What could she do? Whatever she says, no one's going to believe her. So the Quran says, فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. She simply pointed to this child in the hand. And people became more amazed. And they said, كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمْ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا. How do you expect us to converse and engage with a little suckling child? Do you expect this suckling child to come to your defense? And Allah gave the power of speech to Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he turned, he faced the people in the in her presence and said, Qala inni Abdullah, I am the slave of Allah. Do not accuse my mother of being of low morals. She has not committed adultery. I am a manifestation of the power and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's our belief regarding Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. That is how he came into being. Through the word of Allah, not through the normal process of impregnation. Regarding his personality, from a Muslim perspective, Allah, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, we do not believe that he was a son of Allah. Neither was he God, neither was he part of the Trinity, the three different views held within the Christian, the Christian faith. Allah invites and talks to the Christians and says, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, la taghlu fi dinikum. O people of the book, do not go to the extremes regarding your faith. وَلَا تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ. And do not attribute to Allah except the truth. And then Allah says that إِنَّمَا الْمَسِيحِ, that Masih, that is the title of Isa alayhi salam, Isa ibn Maryam, Rasulullah, that he is the messenger of Allah. And the verse goes on to say and cautions them, the Christian world, La taqulu thalatha. Do not talk about the Trinity. The Trinity is not consistent with the attributes of the Creator, with Allah. You cannot talk about three in one and one in three. It's not only goes against logic, but it goes against the very that and personality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our belief regarding Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is, one, he was born miraculously. Two, he was a chosen messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and was conferred with certain miraculous powers. Every Nabi came to his people based on the challenges of the era that he lived in. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came to a people that were steeped in magic. And Allah gave him the staff, the magical staff. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came at a time where people excelled in medicine. And Allah says, we sent Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam with certain miraculous powers. What were those powers? The Quran says, أَنِي أَخْلُقُ لَكُم مِّنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ, that I could mold for you from clay, I could mold the form of a bird. فَأَنْفُخُ فِي, and I could then blow my spirit into it. فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, and this model from clay suddenly becomes a bird with the permission of Allah. So Nabi Isa alayhi salam was given the ability to blow life into what otherwise was what was clay, and this clay then became a bird. Then he says, "Wa ubrihul akmaha wal abrasa." I have the power of giving sight to the blind. I have the power of curing the leper. Wa uhyil mauta, and I have the power of reviving the dead. Over and above that, wa unabbiukum bima ta'kuluna, and I have the ability, through the permission of Allah, I have the ability to tell you what you've consumed in the privacy of your home. وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ, and I have the power of telling you whatever you hoard in your homes. All this was from Allah. So Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was given certain miraculous powers. The ability to cure the blind. The ability to cure the leper. The ability to revive the dead. The ability to tell you what you've consumed yesterday. And there's a background for that. So, that's the second part. One is he was born miraculously. Second is that he was a chosen Nabi conferred with certain miraculous powers. Then we come to our belief regarding this day. As I've said in the beginning, Christians believe that Nabi Isa alayhi salam was crucified on Good Friday. In the verse that I've recited before you, Allah says, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ, that they neither killed him, nor did they crucify him, وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ, but a man resembling Nabi Isa alayhi salam was killed. The Quran is silent on how this took place. The Islamic scholars say there were two possible interpretations to this verse. One is when the Banu Israel, the Jews, resolved to kill Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, approximately 4,000 people gathered around wherever Nabi Isa alayhi salam was, around the house. The one interpretation is that these 4,000 people then decided to send one of them into the house to bring out Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So when the person appointed for this task went into the house of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah transformed the features of this individual and gave him features similar to Nabi Isa alayhi salam. And at that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted Nabi Isa alayhi salam to the skies. When this person said, I can't find, he didn't realize the transformation that took place. He could not find Isa alayhi salam. He went out of the house. When he went out of his house, his own people got hold of him and put him on the cross and crucified him in the mistaken belief that this was Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So the Quran says, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, they neither killed him, they neither crucified him, وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ, but there was a man made to resemble Nabi Isa alayhi salam. The other interpretation is when Nabi Isa alayhi salam realized that there were these people who have now gathered to kill him, he was in the home with his disciples. And he asked his disciples, who of you would be willing to go forward and take my place in exchange of Jannah? And one of the disciples said, I will. Nabi Isa alayhi salam gave his turban to him, and as he went out, Allah lifted Nabi Isa alayhi salam to the heavens. The enemies got hold of this disciple, thinking that he is Nabi Isa alayhi salam. They crucified him. So in terms of Christian dogma, the crucifixion was necessary to redeem mankind of sin, guilt, and the curse, the divine curse. Our belief is that kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every child comes in pure into this world with no original sin. He has a natural disposition to believe in the oneness of Allah. So as Muslims, we do not subscribe to what is called the original sin. Neither do we believe in redemption. Then Nabi Isa alayhi salam came and paid for the sins of mankind. But we do believe that Nabi Isa alayhi salam will come back. Nabi Isa alayhi salam will come back. And therefore the Quran says, وَإِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِ. That there is no one from among the Ahlul Kitab except that they will believe in him before his natural demise. So he will come back and die a natural death. There's a hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayh. He says, by him, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by he in whose hand my soul rests, swearing by Allah, taking an oath in the name of Allah. He said, Isa, the son of Maryam, radiallahu anha, will descend among you as a just ruler. He will break the cross. One is he'll come back as a ruler. Two is he will break the cross. Three is he will kill the pig. Four is he will abolish the jizya. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, at that point, wealth will be in so much excess, and it will be so difficult to perform your salah, that one sajda at that time will be more valuable than the earth and whatever it contains. From this hadith, we learn that Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam will come back as an ummati of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will then rule, and he will abolish the Christian dogma that is represented by the cross. Both the concept of the original sin and the concept of redemption will do away with that by demolishing the cross and what it stands for. When the hadith talks about killing the pig, currently you have, on the one hand, the Banu Israel Judaism, which has an extremely rigid Sharia. On the other hand, you have the Christians who are not guided by right or wrong. So they have no Sharia, essentially. They eat what they want, they conduct business as they want, etc. And in between these two extremes came Islam. With the Quran calls us and the Deen of Islam ummatan wasata, the ummah of balance. You know, not on either extreme. And the fact that the pig will be killed means that Nabi Isa alayhi salam will go do away with a concept of religion that does not subscribe to any Sharia, and then impose and bring the balanced ummah, the teachings of the balanced ummah, to the fore. So this day in the Christian calendar is one of the most solemn days, the Good Friday. And the Easter is when they believe that Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came back in the form of God. Our one common objection leveled against Islam and Muslims is they are very intolerant and dogmatic. But if you look at in terms of aqidah, if a Muslim is living and a non-Muslim living in a Muslim state, and a Muslim, if a Muslim denies the nubuwa of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, he'll be sent to the gallows. And if a non-Muslim denies the prophethood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he'll be given the status of a dhimmi, a protected individual who has freedom of his religion within the Muslim state. That's the contrast. So you cannot be Muslim if you do not believe in Nabi Isa alayhi salam, but you can be Christian if you deny the nubuwa of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Where's the extremity? So in ending, our belief regarding Nabi Isa alayhi salam is mentioned very clearly in the Quran. قُلْ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا. Say, O Prophet of Allah, we believe in Allah and revelation that has been sent to us. وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ وَإِسْحَاقُ وَيَعْقُوبُ وَالْأَسْبَاطُ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى. We believe in whatever revelation was given to Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, his 12 tribes, and what was given to Isa, what was given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Isa. The verse says, لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحْدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. We do not draw a distinction between any Nabi. We believe in all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. As Muslim, we do not accept one Nabi and reject another. So Islam is a universal religion that started from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and ended with Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who was the last link in the chain of Nubuwa. So Nabi Isa alayhi salam was Muslim. Nabi Musa alayhi salam was Muslim. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu was Muslim. Islam is not a new religion. Islam is not a religion of a particular race or class or segment of a people. It was the universal religion brought to mankind by Adam alayhi salatu was salam, which reached its pinnacle and perfection through the advent of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.